Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture. Well, we've been under the reign of President Biden for several months now, and he's telling us all kinds of things about the condition of our country, stuff he plans to change for us. President Biden says we are in the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. He's right. He's absolutely right. We are, because he's president. It's not that hard to destroy an economy. You start by strangling small business and the middle class with unfair tax regulations, lying to them all the time that it's only a tax on the rich. Right. All these extra energy taxes on people who want to drive or use any kind of energy at all are just on the rich. And speaking of energy, you continue by making sure we are no longer energy independent. That will kill the jobs of coal miners, pipeline workers. It'll stifle any business which ever needs to move any cargo or produce by using a truck. It'll stifle the airline industry because they'll have to jack up their prices and how many people are going to be flying planes these days. Goes on and on. And then you continue by keeping businesses closed or open at only 25% capacity anyway due to COVID-19, the gift that keeps on giving to Democrats. Add in a push toward a borderless society with promises of free health care and free college education to anyone from another country that can get into America and cry alley alley oxen free. And once that happens, jobs can now be taken away from people who are already here as citizens, all supervised from an idiot president who is in office for two reasons. First, he ran as a moderate. Ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it to you, but Joe Biden is not a moderate, not even close. His marionette strings are being pulled by Marxists. He's not a moderate now, and frankly, he never has been. He's taken moderate positions from time to time, but he's just as often taken flaming liberal positions. He's had a long career. We can watch all this because he has no real values. He drifts with the tide of the times, and when it's been popular to act like a moderate, he's done so, and somehow he thinks that the more he talks about Scranton, the more moderate he sounds. The second reason Joe Biden was elected president is that he wasn't elected president. Look, even if you don't want to look at the evidence, even if you want to ignore the changed election laws that were unconstitutional because they were changed by governors or courts or secretaries of state and not state legislatures as our U.S. Constitution mandates, even if you wanted to ignore the 1,000 plus eyewitness affidavits from people who know that prison is the penalty for perjury and who put a lot on the line for reporting what they actually saw because they were actually there, or the incredible coincidence of several states suddenly stopping their count late at night when Trump was ahead and by an amazing coincidence finding more votes for Biden the next morning. Even if you wanted to ignore what we now know about Dominion machines, just look at Biden himself. That babbling, bumbling baboon didn't even campaign. He sat in his basement throughout the entire election because his handlers knew that if they let him loose, he might actually say something. It strains credulity to believe this man is a duly elected president. I'm going to read to you something right now from LifeSite News. A business law professor at New Mexico State University said that anyone who proposes there is no evidence for massive election fraud in November's presidential election doesn't know what they are talking about. Professor David K. Clements released a provocative video in response to a letter sent to the entire faculty of NMSU from Dr. John Floros, the university's president. Clements described the letter as regurgitating the narrative in the media regarding the election and the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol. While broadly addressing many issues on these topics, he was very specific with regards to his own personal investigation into the election fraud question. For those who believe there there is no evidence, you don't know what you are talking about, he said. I've reviewed hours upon hours of public hearings. I have read almost all of the lawsuits that are out there. Most of them were dismissed on legal process grounds. These suits, he said, were dismissed due to a legal lack of standing. The general argument that was presented in these cases, he said, was that because this was a general harm, then you have no standing because your harm has to be particular. It's not because there isn't evidence. There is evidence, the professor emphasized. In fact, I'm in possession of 574 pages of sworn affidavits, forensic reports, all of which would make its way in a court of law under the rules of evidence in a federal or state court. The fact that the evidence has not been heard here by these courts should not be conflated into this idea that there is no evidence, Clements argued. All right, again, that was from Life News. Now, the credibility of news sources is important to me. I say that because I imagine some of you may be wondering just what is Life News. It's not as familiar as CNN. It doesn't roll off the tongue as easily as MSNBC. And I want to talk about that for our last few minutes because these days, finding an outlet with courage enough that will report on stories that most news organizations ignore can be just as important as the very news in their report, especially since the so-called mainstream sources do what they can to dismiss the sources with courage. Well, a little bit about it. Life News was started by Campaign Life Coalition in 1997. The website was originally founded as an anti-abortion agenda. Snopes.com calls LifeSite News a known purveyor of misleading information. Well, given the mind-numbing, follow-the-pack conclusions I've seen from Snopes, you'll pardon me if I don't just fall out of my chair at their conclusion. How about some other comments from the credible news organizations? The Associated Press calls LifeSite News ultra-conservative. Don't you just love the ring to that? They're making it sound like conservative is a venereal disease. For myself, I'm glad we still have one or two conservative sites out there without it being against the law. Yet. And have you noticed that you never hear anything dubbed as ultra-liberal? You see, in the minds of the elite, conservative views are conservative, but liberal views are not liberal. They're just the good old, moderate, mainstream, common sense we should all have. And then there's a Reuters article. They wrote that Life News often is a platform for attacks on Pope Francis. That's their argument, that they can't be trusted. They don't like Pope Francis. Wow, the hits just keep on coming. The more I hear about this little rag, the more I like them. You will recall that I just made my own views known of His Holiness Pope Francis in a recent podcast. And then the LGBT magazine The Advocate says LifeSite News is an anti-LGBT outlet. Well, people are entitled to disagree with that lifestyle. It doesn't make them hateful. It just makes them people of another opinion. We're allowed to choose our own gender today, but we're no longer allowed to choose our own opinions today. Anyway, if you really think you need something better known than LifeSite, there are other news outlets reporting on this professor, including the ABC outlet in Texas and New Mexico. And bottom line, you can watch Professor Clements' video for yourself, which I did. I would not report on a video without taking a look at it myself first. But if you don't want to watch him, you don't have to. Instead, just take another look at Uncle Joe. That's really all it should take for the truth about our last election to be rather obvious. And on that note, this is Bob Siegel making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.